It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The good news? There's a lot less spam than there used to be. Bad news? You might have been the one sending it, and unless you clean up your computer, you will soon be sending it again. The Roostock botnet was taken offline last week after raids against web hosting businesses. A botnet is a series of infected computers working together.
When I was standing downstairs in the lobby of the building in Chicago, I was definitely nervous.
TJ Campana of Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit was part of the group that led the raids against these hosting companies.
I checked in with our mission control, and we got the go sign. We then went upstairs in the elevator with building security, the U.S. Marshals, and we went ahead and served our court order on the folks there.
He says Roostock was one of the biggest botnets out there.
You're talking about 1 million potentially infected computers with the capability of sending tens of billions, and that's billions with a B, spam email messages a day, impacting your computer, impacting your network connectivity, harming the hosting providers that are hosting these webmail services, distributing all manner of disaster from malicious links that could send you to a place where you could potentially get your computer infected, advertising pharmaceuticals that they're not really delivering what they're advertising. So, you know, I think the impact is pretty incredible. It runs the realm from a technical component all the way into the real world, where you could be receiving what you think is medicine that's important to your medical condition, and you're not getting the real medicine.
This victory aside, the war on spam is far from over. Security expert Brian Krebs says the computers on Roostock are like sheep, just waiting to be rounded up by some new shepherd. Because spam is still a lucrative business to get into.
Spam is very, very cheap to send because almost all of the resources they need, they can steal, hijack people's computers and so on. And the bandwidth, at least in the United States, at this point is endless. So they can just keep sending this stuff. In the long run, I think if you do things like take away their control servers on a more regular, on a quicker basis, if you make them move all the time, if you make them evolve, you're necessarily increasing their costs, which decrease the profitability. And when you start decreasing the profitability, you have fewer people who are willing to engage in this stuff.
If we just keep our software updated, keep our antivirus thing updated, is that enough?
It's a huge step. A lot of these bot programs are opportunistic. They will scan a network. They will go out and look for systems that are quite obviously not updated with the latest software. But it's not just the Microsoft operating system. Most of the threats today actually spread by attacking the programs that run on top of the operating system, so the things that plug into your browser. And these bot programs will spread just fine through the web if you're not up to date with the latest patches for these third-party programs. So it's real important, yes, to keep the operating system up to date, but you have to patch your Adobe, your Flash, your Java, whatever it is. You have to keep up with that. It's a heck of a lot easier to keep them from getting infected in the first place than it is to actually clean them up once they're already infected.
We have more on the takedown of Roostock at marketplacetech.org. Take a police scanner, add trippy ambient sound, and you get something amazing. YouAreListening.to has live feeds from police radios in Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, New York, and Montreal played over New Age arrangements. Sounds ridiculous. But it's weirdly beautiful. I can't stop listening. Is it the juxtaposition of fuzzy voices doing hard police work?
Tried to push him down the stairs.
With the spooky atmosphere of the music? I don't know. Here is where I usually have some snarky comment on stories like this. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.